This is the Daily Coffee Pro by Map It Forward, and I'm your host, Lee Safar. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Elixir Specialty Coffee, a unique, pristine, ready-to-drink coffee experience for the coffee sensory explorer. Have Elixir delivered to your home anywhere in the USA by going to elixirspecialtycoffee.com and using the code MAPITFORWARD to receive 10% off your first purchase today. Follow Elixir Specialty Coffee on Instagram at Elixir Specialty Coffee. The title of this episode is ominous. Winter is coming to the north. It's a lot less dramatic than it seems. We're not talking about doom and gloom or anything Game of Thrones related. But what we are talking about is the fact that winter, the actual season winter, is coming in a couple of months. So fall, when I mean winter, I mean colder weather, is coming to the Northern Hemisphere in a couple of months from now. And we talk a lot in Mapper Forward about proactive leadership, whether it be personally or whether it be in business. And so proactive leadership is needed right now if you're a business owner, so that you can start thinking about how you will approach the shifting landscape of how you'll have to adapt during winter for your business. So while it sounds doom and gloomish, it's really not if you start planning from now. So why am I talking about winter when there's still 2 months left of summer and we've got to get through fall before we get to winter? Well, it's because if you start thinking about these things now, and I can put it in your consciousness, you're going to have to start thinking about, what am I going to do with the restrictions that COVID has caused, and how can I adapt to that right now? What I mean particularly in that instance is most cafes are restricted to outdoor seating in patios. In a lot of parts of the Northern Hemisphere, that may be bearable during fall or autumn. It is absolutely not bearable when it's snowing. And so while you may be operating at 50% of your usual business in summer, you will be down to very little of that if it's snowing or if it's freezing or if it's raining outside. How are you going to adapt now? Do you need to build something that is going to fit the guidelines? And I don't have the answer. This is where innovation, our most recent episode on innovation, this is where innovation comes in handy. Can you build something that is COVID safe and allows you to maintain having people there? Or can you come up with an innovative way of doing business that keeps people coming out of their homes to drink coffee? Or can you make changes to your menu and your offerings that continue to keep your revenue streams up at the rates that they are now in the summer? These are all things that need to be considered now as we're coming to the last 6 weeks or so of summer and headed into fall. If you start to invest the time and effort into planning for what's going to happen in the winter now, the results, I've got to stop using the word consequence as though it's a shitty thing. It's not. I view consequences as positive things, accountability for our actions. I digress anyway. The results of you thinking now about what is going to happen and what winter will look like for you and your business is important. it is also important for professionals to think about what their plans are for the coming winter. Coffee professionals in particular, I fear there's going to be less of a need for businesses to hold on to coffee professionals in the winter, given that we are likely to see this downturn in cafes. We may see a slight uptick in roasteries, but in general, I expect to see more layoffs happening as the weather gets colder, which is different to what you'd expect in some regions because cafes are a safe haven for some people during the winter. So start thinking about what you're going to do if your employer turns around and says, we are going to have to let you go. So what's your backup plan? Could you be one of these people that creates innovative solutions that you can monetize? Could you create a sort of delivery service that's different for some reason? Could you create a product that other cafes could sell? So you wholesale to cafes? Or do you need to find another industry to supplement your income throughout the winter until we are through this COVID situation? Alternatively, is there a business or a part of the industry that you could go into that you haven't ever thought of being in yet, and perhaps they may be looking to hire? But it is important to start getting coffee professionals thinking about what they will do in a Northern Hemisphere winter that's coming up, where as restrictions are currently increasing and we're still in summer, I anticipate that given what we do know about COVID, that it seems to proliferate in closed environments. If more people are staying home in their families and they're spreading the virus amongst each other, we may continue to see further lockdowns and shutdowns. So how will you prepare for that? And it is extremely important for you to think about that ahead of time so that you can plan for it. I'm confident that you can make this situation work for you. And the reason I wanted to have this discussion with you on the podcast today is because it is important for us to see ahead of what's happening, what is likely to come, so that we can consider the perspectives of all the different scenarios that could present themselves. If you can do that, what you'll find is that you'll be prepared for anything. And if you can be prepared for anything, or as many things as possible, the eventual outcome will more likely swing in your favor. So please think about this. Please think about how you're going to prepare in a non-doom and gloom kind of way, but think about how you'll prepare for winter now. A lot of people will be saying, it's so far away. This is one of the things that is so far away that you could control in a year where it seems like so much is out of our control. So I encourage you to think about it and anticipate what may be coming so that you can be proactively anticipating solutions as opposed to reactively acting on what shows up. Peace, love, and peanut butter, friends. Have an amazing rest of your day. Thanks for tuning in, friends. The Daily Coffee Pro and the Mapper Forward podcast are produced by Mapper Forward and syndicated through YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and other great podcast listening apps. Our theme title track is Run, Run, Run and is produced by Evolutionary Theory and Lee Safar. Available through Bandcamp on the album Laundry After Midnight. You can support this podcast by supporting our sponsor Elixir Specialty Coffee at elixirspecialtycoffee.com or purchasing merchandise from the Mapperforward merch store at mapperforward.org/merch. We invite you to subscribe to this podcast on your listening apps or on our YouTube channel where you can see the video version of this episode. It would be really helpful if you could rate, review, and share this podcast with your friends as well. All the details you'll need for our sponsors and for sharing the information are in the show notes below. Have an amazing rest of your day. Peace, love, and peanut butter. Following me, I can see behind its lies, an entity haunting me.